Good afternoon, the Exotic Fair. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily, this is Madeline. I've been in the last few weeks for Snow the guinea pig, but we've just come home and Biscuit, the other guinea pig who Brock has seen recently too for eye problems, we've just come home and Biscuit has got, like, hay badly poked into his eye, and we just don't know if it's, like, something we can safely remove, but I just sent an email with some pictures because it's, like, quite... Like, his eye is, like, really pushed in, and we just don't know if it's something we should touch or not.
All right, let me... I've just got this. Just opened up the email now. Oof! Ow. How far away are you from us again?
We're about 23 minutes.
Can I put you on hold for a moment?
Yeah, that's okay.
Thanks. Holding. Look, definitely something that I would recommend the one of the vets remove. However, we close at 1 and they're inundated with emergencies and stuff today.
Okay.
So there is an emergency centre at Albany Creek, or you can see if there's one at Marucci Door. I know that's a little way away, but it might be closer than Budrum.
Oh dear. I'm just mindful of, like, the storms they're predicting as well.
That's right, So if you are able to get... It's the Albany Creek, it's the Brisbane, Emergency and Critical Care. BVECS, like B-V-E-C-C-S is the abbreviation for them. They're an emergency centre.
Can you say that again, sorry? Brisbane...
That's okay. Brisbane Veterinary...
Yep.
Emergency.
Oh, yep. It just popped up. I just clicked that.
And critical care. Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. So with them, they're an emergency centre. So you just probably give them a ring to let them know you're on your way, but you don't need to call to make an appointment. But just giving them a ring as a heads up that you're on your way.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And something you definitely don't think we should pull out ourselves.
I'm just worried that it's got reverse barbs in the hay and that when you pull it out, if it's going to actually traumatise the eye a bit more, so it might just need a bit of extra lubrication and for them also to just check if there's any ulcers in the eye, which they can all do at the emergency. Once they remove it, sometimes they can have ulceration of the actual eye from the trauma.
Yeah,
but they should be able to help you out with all of that over at the emergency centre. Alrighty.
Okay, thank you. I'll give them a call now.
Yeah, that's all good. All right, best of luck.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.